Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Angelo Cerbi for Fred Film Radio. We are on the phone with Dieter Kosslick, the director of the Berlinale. Hello, Dieter, how are you?
Hi, Angelo, we are fine. You can't believe it. The sun is out here, but this has something to do with that more and more Italians are in town buying flat and bringing their money to Berlin.
Well, probably the sun is there because here is raining since like a week. So.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the weather has has reversed. Listen, Dieter, just to start our interview, Berlinale has a tradition of innovation and renovation. I mean that each year there are new sections and new ideas of cinema. What would be the novelties of this edition?
I mean, this year we will have a technical revolution at the Berlinale because it's the first time in history after 64 years that we are screening our films, each film in our 40, on our 40 screens in the cinema with a digital net which is now in whole Berlin accessible for transporting films. So we will not have any more any print, we will not have any machine, we are cruising around with digital machines to screen the films. It's all made now through a central point to an office. That's one of the things, and then at the other end we have another an old innovation, because our fantastic Zoopalast, where the Berlinale was up to 2000, and where also competition has been, and where, for example, Sophia Loren got an honorable Golden Bear,
yeah.
This wonderful cinema in the West now is entirely renovated, it's restored, it's a landmark city, and we are going back with Panorama and with Generation to this beautiful cinema, and we have some new things in the West, and the cinema is beautiful.
Okay, great. So technology is helping you a lot.
Yes, technology, it went very speed. 5 years ago, we had most of the films on print. Now we have maybe, from the 5,000 films we have here, maybe 10 are with prints, all other digital, and now also the Berlinale is completely digital working.
Very good. Listen, how is the work for the selection of the main competition? How do you work on that specific selection throughout the year?
Through the year we have all our delegates who are working in different countries and in different areas, and we work together with the national film institutions, with the film representative, and then we are going to narrow the films and starting to fuse the films in the country and here in Berlin. And we, in my selection committee for competition, there are also people from Generation, from Panorama, from the Forum, so we can easily decide where films should be in which section. So we have a very close cooperation. It's not like in other festivals where everybody is doing his own thing. Our sections are doing their own program and they have their own profile, but we share the knowledge via a computer system, but also via physical presence in my selection committee. So we found out that this is a really good way to do it.
Talking about movies for a moment, film-wise, I mean, which are the tendencies in film production this year that you noticed during the selection? Is there any genre or any issue that is missing?
It's quite an interesting year because we have interesting topics we didn't have before. For example, children. Normally, films about children and with children are in our generation program. But this year we had so many films with kids and about kids, and very, very good ones. So we decided to have some in our official lineup. And maybe this has something to do, if I go over the whole program, and I mean also talking about Forum and Panorama and the other section, we don't have any films about the economic crisis, about the world crisis, the money thing, also Italy and Greece and other countries are in. But we have a lot of films who make a kind of comment to what happens after this crisis, which people are suffering, who are the victims of this crisis, and one are the kids. Maybe you don't know that we have in the world 800 million to 1 billion kids, and if you add the young people up to 18 to this, then you have 2 billion people from the 7 billion in the world, who are a lot of them are suffering because of this world globalization thing. It's about agriculture, it's about land grabbing, it's about destroying areas because the Western and Asian food needs so much meat, and they have to burn down whole areas to grow soya, for example. So all this kind of stuff. We have films about it. Quite interesting. And we have films from Latin America, and in competition we have 3 films from China again, a completely different China we normally see.
The Berlinale is an A-grade festival, so it's a major one. How are the relationship with the other big festivals in Europe? I mean, is there the competition? How do you manage the competition with them, if there is any?
I mean, there's always competition, but in a way, the competition is not so big as it seems, because it all depends when the films are ready. And then we are hunting at the end of the day, we hunt a kind of 2 or 3 or 4 films. Mm-hmm. Sometimes there are films everybody wants to have. For example, last year it was 12 Years of Slaves. Of course we wanted to have this in Berlin, but there was no way, because the film was ready in summer. But then, as we all know, it didn't went to Venice, it went to Toronto. But in this progress between Venice and Toronto, suddenly the world premiere turned up in Telluroid, which is a little festival in the mountains, in the Rocky Mountains, and they had the world premiere. So now I just read that Toronto decided that in the first 4 days, films must be world premieres, otherwise they don't screen it. So this is a big sign of competition
in
this area. Yeah, and also the Berlinale is not in competition with something, with other festivals, but it's in competition with a lot of events. Before the Berlinale, there is Sundance Festivals, where we also screen American independent films. Mm-hmm. And afterwards, there is the Oscar, where people have been nominated, they have been there, they have to have a run. So we are in a different situation. We are not in competition with something, but we are between major events, which, of course, influence our selection possibilities.
Absolutely. We just talked about the global crisis some minutes ago. In terms of money coming to the festival and of sponsoring, how is this crisis affecting you, if it is?
The crisis doesn't affect us. Fortunately enough, we have great sponsors, and we have, let's say this, pretty precise. The festival costs between 21 and 22 million euros. A third of them we get from the government.
Yeah.
A third we earn by ourselves. And a third it's paid by sponsors. So we have a very good structure of our money account. We are not making profit, but we are also don't make losses. So we are fine. The crisis doesn't strike us.
My last question is on 2 specific programs that the festival have that are very important, which are the World Cinema Fund and the co-production market. Why are they an important tool to the film industry, and how can small films will still survive in this industry? Because those 2 programs are specifically made for small films, not for big productions. And so which is your idea there?
I mean, it's quite astonishing, since we have the World Cinema Fund, for example. We have a lot of films which have been very successful. We invested in Paradise Now, we invested in the Cannes winner, we had films in Venice, and we have a lot of films from the World Cinema Fund also in the Berlin Film Festival. There is no obligation. If you get money from our fund, you can go where you want. But this year we have 2 films from Latin America, where the World Cinema Fund is in. And I think it's a really very important thing because of 2 reasons. One, you mentioned already that these are countries, people have really difficulties to finance their films. Mm-hmm. And secondly, as you need a German co-producer to get this money, the money is going in the country we support the film. But you need a German co-producer to produce the film. So we trained our producers here in Germany, which haven't been trained for this, to really co-produce with foreign countries. And now we see the result. It's really, really good to have this. And to bring also these people with their projects at the very beginning to the co-production market you mentioned. And in the co-production market, my colleague Sonia, who is very professional, brings people together. She knows that they have the same interests, the same way to do films, brings them together, and they produce films. And the success rate, it's quite astonishing. From the 200 projects which are matched each year at the Berlinale, more than 40% have been realized. This is a very high quota.
Well, it's really high, yeah.
So, yeah, this is really high for co-production markets. But we don't want to have money from people. So you have not to pay fee to go to the co-production market. We select the projects. And maybe that's the key, that we are really reading like a producer. My colleagues are reading like a producer the projects and bring the right people together. So this co-production market really works and gives unknown people and unknown producers the possibility to make a film and find co-financing around the world.
Well, thank you a lot, Dieter, for having been with us.
Thank you. Thank you, my friend, and I hope I see you once here
you will.
In the cold.
You will. I will be there in 2 days, so we're going to see each other for sure.
Okay, Angelo.
And good luck.
We are waiting for you.
Tonight. Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much,
bye.
Angelo. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Was Dieter Köstlich, director of the Berlinale, Angela Cerbi from Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.